Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
ChatGPT. ChatGPT. It seems like it's everywhere these days. A million users in just 5 days. Crazy, right? Big companies are already using it. Small businesses, well, they're trying to figure it all out. Heck, we even found examples of Amazon sellers using ChatGPT to, well, to sell more. You know you need to get on board. But where do you even begin? Today, we're diving deep on ChatGPT. And not just, you know, the what, but the how. How you can use ChatGPT to boost your small business. We've got expert insights, real-world examples, things that'll make you think, well, I could actually do that.
I think what's really interesting here is that most people, when they think about AI, they think futuristic, they think complex, but ChatGPT, it's surprisingly accessible, even if you've never, you know, coded anything in your life. Think of it like having a super smart intern who can write, research, brainstorm with you 24/7.
Okay, that sounds amazing, in theory, but...
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little skeptical. Can AI really understand, like, the nuances of my business and my target audience?
And that's where the real magic happens. ChatGPT uses something called machine learning. Basically, it was trained on a massive amount of data, and that allows it to really understand human language and then generate text that sounds, well, human. The more information you give it about your business, the better it becomes at tailoring its output to your needs.
So it's kind of like... Training a new employee. The more you teach them about your business,
yeah,
the better they get at their job.
Exactly. But unlike a human employee, ChatGPT never gets tired, never complains, and it can process information really fast. Let's say you need to write a blog post about, you know, the benefits of your product. You could spend hours agonizing over every single word, or you could give ChatGPT a few key details, and it could generate a first draft for you. In minutes.
Hold on. You're saying this thing can just write a blog post for me. That sounds a little too good to be true.
I know, right? But it's true. And it's not just blog posts. Imagine you need social media captions. For a new product launch, you could feed ChatGPT information about the product's features, benefits, your target audience, even your brand voice, and boom, engaging captions ready to post.
Okay. I'm starting to see the potential here. But can ChatGPT really do more than just write? What about customer service or even business operations?
That's really just scratching the surface. Let's say you are drowning in customer emails. You're spending hours answering the same questions over and over.
Oh, tell me about it.
With ChatGPT, you can actually create an interactive knowledge base. Think of it like a superpowered FAQ page that can answer your customers' questions instantly, 24/7. No more late night email marathons.
So it's like having a virtual customer service rep. Who never sleeps, by the sound of that. But what about the more complex customer issues that really need, like, a human touch?
Even then, ChatGPT can be your secret weapon. Imagine a customer emails with a problem, and you're just not quite sure how to respond. You can ask ChatGPT to draft a reply for you. It can make sure it's helpful, friendly, and in line with your brand voice. It takes the pressure off of you, and it helps you provide, you know, that really consistent, high-quality customer service.
That's actually brilliant. Well, it's like having a writing assistant who can help me write the perfect response, no matter what.
And it's not just about reacting to problems either. ChatGPT can analyze all those customer interactions, and it can identify patterns and trends that you might miss.
So it's not just about, like, reacting to problems. It's about learning from them.
Yeah.
And actually using that knowledge to make things better for customers.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm starting to see how ChatGPT is more than just a writing tool. It's like a Swiss Army knife for small business owners.
Exactly. It can help you with everything from content creation to customer service, market research, even inventory management.
Wait, inventory management? How on earth can ChatGPT help me with that?
Imagine this. You're a small business owner. You're struggling with knowing how much stock to order.
Right.
You don't want to overstock, tie up all your capital. But you also don't want to run out of your best-selling products.
The constant dilemma, isn't it?
With ChatGPT, you can feed it your historical sales data, let it do the analysis. It can identify trends, predict future demand, even recommend optimal stock levels. You'll be making smarter inventory decisions, minimizing waste. maximizing profits.
You're blowing my mind right now. I never would have thought of using ChatGPT for inventory management, but I'm definitely seeing the potential.
And that's just one example. ChatGPT can also help you automate tasks, generate reports, even create presentations. It's like having a team of virtual assistants working behind the scenes to streamline your operations, free up your time.
Okay. You've convinced me. ChatGPT sounds pretty darn amazing.
Cool.
There's got to be some downsides, right? It can't be all sunshine and rainbows.
Well, of course, like any tool, ChatGPT has its limitations. One thing to remember is it's still under development. So while it can be incredibly accurate, it's not perfect. You always need to fact check its output and use your own judgment, especially when you're making important decisions.
That's a good point. It's about using ChatGPT as a tool to enhance what we're already doing, not replace us entirely. What else should we be aware of before we, dive headfirst into ChatGPT?
Well, there's also the question of access. ChatGPT offers both a free and a paid version, ChatGPT Plus.
Ah, the classic freemium model. What are the benefits of going pro? Is it really worth the money?
That's a great question. And the answer really depends on your needs. The free version is surprisingly powerful. You know, it gives you access to most of the core features. It's a great way to dip your toes in, test the waters. But ChatGPT Plus offers some key advantages that can really be game changers for some businesses.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me the lowdown. What makes ChatGPT Plus so special?
One of the biggest perks is access to the internet. So the free version of ChatGPT. Its knowledge is limited to information that was available up to 2021. But with ChatGPT Plus, it can access the latest news, research data in real time.
Okay, that makes sense. So if I need like up to the minute information, like competitor pricing or the latest trends on social media, ChatGPT Plus is the way to go.
Exactly. And for businesses that really rely on current data, that's a huge advantage.
So it's like having a direct line to like the pulse of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What else makes it worth the upgrade?
Well, imagine this. You're in the middle of a busy workday. You need a quick answer from ChatGPT. With the free version, you might experience delays, during peak hours. But with ChatGPT Plus, you're always a priority. You get guaranteed access and faster response times, which can be super crucial when you're on a tight deadline.
Yeah. Faster responses means less waiting around, so greater efficiency. Anything else that might tempt me?
ChatGPT Plus also gives you access to new updates and features before they're released to the public. This includes things like custom chatbot creation, which allows you to, build a chatbot that's specifically tailored to your business's needs and personality.
Who's like being on the cutting edge of AI innovation, always having access to the latest and greatest before anyone else.
As ChatGPT continues to evolve, the gap between the free and paid versions is likely going to widen. So if you're serious about using ChatGPT to its full potential, ChatGPT Plus is definitely worth considering.
Okay. I'm starting to see the value here. But before I make any decisions, I want to dive deeper into like the specifics.
Yeah.
How can I actually use ChatGPT in my business? What are we talking about here?
That's a great question. And that's exactly what we're going to explore next. Get ready to have your mind blown. We're about to unlock a whole new world of possibilities.
Well, I'm all ears.
Let's start by tackling one of the biggest challenges small business owners face, content creation. Ever feel like you're constantly scrambling to create like fresh, engaging content for your website, your blog, your social media?
Absolutely. It's like a never-ending content treadmill.
Well, imagine having a tool that could generate blog post ideas that are, tailored to your specific industry and target audience.
Mm-hmm.
Or a tool that could instantly repurpose your existing content into different formats, like turning a blog post into a series of social media posts or a podcast transcript into an article. That's the power of ChatGPT.
Okay, that sounds amazing in theory.
Yeah.
But how does it actually work in practice?
All right. Let's say you run a pet grooming business and you're struggling to come up with new blog post topics. You could ask ChatGPT something like, generate 10 blog post ideas for a pet grooming business, focusing on topics that would be interesting and helpful to dog owners. And just like that, ChatGPT will spit out a list of potential topics like the ultimate guide to brushing your dog's fur or 5 natural remedies for dog allergies.
Okay. I'm liking this already, but could ChatGPT actually write the whole blog post for me? Or would I still need to do a lot of editing and rewriting?
It can do as much or as little as you want. You can ask it to generate a full blog post, a detailed outline, or even just a few bullet points. And the more information you give it about your desired tone, style, target audience, the better the results will be.
So it's like having a customizable content machine.
Yeah.
I can adjust the settings to get the exact type of content I need. Pretty impressive.
And let's not forget about social media. Keeping your social media feeds fresh and engaging can be a major time suck.
Oh, tell me about it. I spend way too much time trying to come up with catchy captions and, you know, relevant hashtags.
With ChatGPT, you can say goodbye to social media overwhelm. Let's say you're running a promotion. For a new line of pet shampoos, you could ask ChatGPT to create 10 Instagram captions for a pet shampoo promotion, highlighting the natural ingredients, the benefits for dogs with sensitive skin, and incorporating the hashtag pampered paws.
Okay, that's a pretty specific request. Do you think ChatGPT would be able to handle something that nuanced?
Absolutely. The more detail you provide, the better ChatGPT can tailor its output to your needs. It's like having a virtual marketing assistant who's always on call to generate creative on-brand content for you.
I'm starting to feel like I could really use a virtual marketing assistant.
And it doesn't stop there. ChatGPT can also help you repurpose your existing content. Let's say you have a blog post about the importance of regular dental care for dogs. You could ask ChatGPT to turn this blog post into 5 engaging tweets using a playful tone and incorporating relevant emojis.
Wow. So I could essentially take one piece of content and turn it into multiple social media posts, all in a matter of minutes.
Exactly. It's like having a content multiplier, allowing you to maximize the reach and impact of your hard work.
This is all starting to sound pretty game-changing, but I know you mentioned that ChatGPT can do even more than just content marketing.
Oh, we're just getting started. Get ready to dive even deeper into the world of ChatGPT and discover how it can truly revolutionize your small business.
All right, so ChatGPT can write blog posts, craft social media captions, even repurpose my existing content. Pretty impressive. But can it really handle something as complex as customer service?
It can, and that's where things get really interesting. You see, ChatGPT doesn't just pull random information from the internet. It's been trained to understand and process information in a way that, well, mimics human reasoning. This means you can actually teach it about your business, your products, your services, your company policies, and it can use that knowledge to answer customer questions accurately and helpfully.
This is like, I'm sure, training a new customer service rep. But instead of a person, it's an AI. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Think of it like building a super-powered FAQ page. But instead of static answers, it's an interactive system that can understand the nuances of customer questions and provide tailored responses. And because it's AI, it can handle multiple conversations at the same time, 24/7, without ever getting tired or needing a coffee break.
Okay. That's starting to sound pretty appealing, especially for a small business owner like me, who's always feeling stretched thin. But what about those complex customer issues, the ones that really require human touch? Can ChatGPT really handle those?
It can certainly help. Let's say you get an email from a customer who's having a problem with the product. Maybe they're frustrated and you're not quite sure how to respond. You can actually ask ChatGPT to draft a reply for you.
Wait, really? It can write an email for me?
It can. You can even specify the tone you want. Empathetic, professional, solution-oriented. And ChatGPT will generate a response that's both helpful and in line with your brand voice, takes the pressure off of you, and ensures you're providing that consistent, high-quality customer service, even when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed. That's actually brilliant. It's like having a writing assistant who can help me craft the perfect response, no matter what.
And here's where it gets even more powerful. Imagine ChatGPT not only responding to customers, but also analyzing all those interactions, identifying patterns and trends that you might not even notice.
So it's not just about reacting to problems. It's about learning from them and using that knowledge to improve the customer experience.
Precisely. ChatGPT can help you identify your customers' biggest pain points, understand what they're struggling with, and even pinpoint areas where your products or services might be falling short. It's like having a built-in customer feedback system that's constantly working to make your business better.
Okay, I'm officially impressed. ChatGPT is starting to sound less like a futuristic gimmick and more like an essential tool for any small business owner who wants to provide exceptional customer service.
And we're just scratching the surface. Remember how we talked about ChatGPT's ability to access and process information from the real world? Yeah. That blew my mind a little. It's like this AI has a direct line to all the knowledge in the world.
Exactly. And that opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for small business owners. Let's say you're launching a new product and you want to understand your competitors' pricing strategies.
Ooh, That's always a tricky one. It's like a guessing game.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to price your products competitively.
Well, with ChatGPT, you can say goodbye to the guesswork. You can ask it to research your competitors, analyze their pricing models, and even identify opportunities where you might have a pricing advantage.
It's like having a virtual market research team at my fingertips.
Exactly. And it's not just about pricing. You can use ChatGPT to analyze your target audience, identify emerging trends in your industry, and even get insights into what your customers are saying about your brand on social media.
Okay, this is starting to feel like I'm getting superpowers. It's like ChatGPT can give me an unfair advantage in the marketplace.
It can certainly level the playing field, giving small businesses access to insights and capabilities that were once only available to large corporations with big budgets.
This is all incredibly exciting, but I have to admit, I'm also feeling a bit overwhelmed. It seems like ChatGPT can do so much, but I'm not sure where to even begin.
That's a common feeling, but don't worry. The key to success with ChatGPT is to start small, experiment, and find what works best for your business. You don't have to become an AI expert overnight.
Okay, that's reassuring. So, where would you recommend starting? What are some low-hanging fruit, so to speak, that any small business owner can tackle with ChatGPT?
One of the easiest and most effective ways to start using ChatGPT is to streamline your daily tasks and workflows. Think about all those repetitive, time-consuming tasks. Suck the joy out of your workday.
Oh, I have a whole list of those. Writing product descriptions, scheduling social media posts, responding to, like, routine customer inquiries. It never ends.
Those are all perfect candidates for ChatGPT automation. Let's take product descriptions as an example. Imagine you're launching a new line of handmade jewelry. Instead of spending hours writing unique descriptions for each piece, you could feed ChatGPT some key details, the materials, the style, the target audience, and let it generate those descriptions for you.
So,
yeah,
it's like having a copywriter on call who can instantly churn out product descriptions that are both accurate and engaging. I like it.
And it's not just about writing. You can also use ChatGPT to schedule those descriptions to go live on your website or online store at specific times. It's like setting it and forgetting it, freeing up your mental space to focus on more strategic tasks.
Okay, that's a huge time saver. What about social media? I feel like I'm constantly struggling to keep up with posting consistently.
ChatGPT can help you there too. You can actually use it to schedule your social media posts in advance. Just give it the captions, the images, the desired posting times, and ChatGPT will handle the rest. You can even ask it to generate relevant hashtags for each post, maximizing your reach and engagement.
What's that, man? It's like having a social media manager who works 24/7, keeping my social media feeds active and engaging. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm definitely seeing the appeal of this.
And let's not forget about those routine customer inquiries, you know, the ones you get every day. Questions about shipping, returns, product availability. Instead of responding to each one individually, you can use ChatGPT to create automated email responses.
That would be a game changer. I spend way too much time crafting those repetitive emails.
With ChatGPT, you can set up a system where those inquiries are automatically routed to ChatGPT, and it will generate personalized, helpful responses, ensuring your customers get the information they need quickly and efficiently.
Okay. I'm starting to see how ChatGPT can become my secret weapon for streamlining my business operations. But what about those tasks that require a bit more creativity or strategic thinking? Can ChatGPT really help me with those?
Absolutely. In fact, that's where ChatGPT's real power shines through. Remember, it's not just a tool for automation. It can also be an incredibly powerful brainstorming partner.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more about how ChatGPT can help me brainstorm.
Let's say you're trying to come up with a new marketing campaign. You're feeling stuck, and you're not sure where to start. You can actually use ChatGPT to jumpstart your creativity. You could ask it something like, generate 10 creative marketing campaign ideas for a pet grooming business, focusing on attracting new customers.
It's like having a brainstorming session with a team of marketing experts, but without having to book a conference room or pay hourly consulting fees.
Exactly. And ChatGPT can even help you refine those ideas. You can ask it to analyze each idea, identify potential challenges, and even suggest ways to make the campaigns more effective. It's like having a virtual marketing consultant on call, ready to bounce ideas off of and provide valuable insights.
This is starting to feel like I have a secret weapon in my back pocket. It's like ChatGPT can be my marketing strategist, my content creator, my customer service rep, and even my brainstorming partner, all rolled into one.
That's a great way to think about it. And the more you use ChatGPT, the better you'll become at understanding its capabilities and tailoring your prompts to get the results you need. It's like learning to speak a new language. But once you master it, the possibilities are endless.
Okay. You've sold me on the what and the why of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But I'm still a bit fuzzy on the how. How do I actually communicate with this thing? It's not like I can sit down and have a conversation with it like I would with a human.
That's a great point. Communicating with ChatGPT is all about mastering the art of what we call prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering. That sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
It's the key to unlocking ChatGPT's full potential. Think of a prompt as an instruction that you give to ChatGPT. The clearer and more specific your prompt, the better the results you'll get.
So it's not just about typing in any random question. There's a strategy involved.
Exactly. It's like giving someone directions. The more detail you provide, the street names, the landmarks, the specific address, the more likely they are to reach their destination.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do I craft a prompt that will actually get me the results I'm looking for?
It all starts with understanding what you want to achieve. Do you want ChatGPT to write a blog post, generate social media captions, answer customer questions, or something else entirely? Once you have a clear goal in mind, you can start crafting your prompt.
Okay, so let's say I want ChatGPT to help me write a blog post about the benefits of using a professional pet groomer. How would I go about crafting a prompt for that?
So instead of simply asking it to, write a blog post about pet grooming. Let's get a bit more specific. How about this? You are a pet care expert writing a blog post for dog owners. Write a 500-word blog post titled, Five Reasons Why Your Dog Needs a Professional Groomer. Highlight the benefits for the dog's health, appearance, and overall well-being. Use a friendly and informative tone, and address common concerns dog owners might have about the cost or the need for professional grooming.
Wow. That's much more detail than what I would have come up with. Hmm. I can see how providing all that context would help ChatGPT generate a much more relevant and useful blog post.
Exactly. The more information you give ChatGPT, the better it can understand your needs and deliver what you're looking for. And it's not just about the content itself. You can also specify the format you want. A bullet point list, a step-by-step guide, a conversational blog post, or even a poem if you're feeling creative.
A poem. Now that would be interesting. Okay, so it's about thinking through all the key elements I want to include. The target audience, the desired tone, the specific details I want covered, and even the format I'm looking for.
Precisely. It's about becoming a prompt engineer, learning how to communicate with ChatGPT in a way that gets you the best possible results. And the beauty of it is, the more you experiment, the better you'll become at crafting effective prompts.
Okay, I'm ready to embrace my inner prompt engineer. But are there any other tips or tricks you can share to help me master this art?
Absolutely. One important thing to remember is to use keywords that are relevant to your topic. So if you're writing about pet grooming, make sure you use words like dog, cat, grooming, fur, nails, and so on. This will help ChatGPT understand the context and generate more relevant content.
So it's about speaking ChatGPT's language, using the words it's been trained to understand.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment with different prompts. Sometimes a small tweak in the wording can make a big difference in the output you get. ChatGPT is constantly learning and evolving, so the more you experiment, the better you'll understand its capabilities and how to make it work for you.
Experimentation is key. It's about treating ChatGPT as a learning experience, constantly refining our approach to get the best possible results. But before we go too deep into the world of prompt engineering, there's something I've been wondering about.
What's that?
Well, we've talked a lot about the amazing things ChatGPT could do, but what about the things it can't do? Are there any limitations we need to be aware of?
That's a great question, and it's important to have a realistic understanding of ChatGPT's capabilities and limitations. One thing to keep in mind is that it's still under development.
Right.
So while it's incredibly intelligent, it's not perfect.
So it's not a magic bullet. I still need to use my own brain and make my own judgments.
Exactly. It's important to remember that ChatGPT is a tool, not a replacement for human intelligence. It can help us automate tasks, generate ideas, make more informed decisions. But ultimately, we're still the ones in control.
That's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
So what are some specific limitations we should be aware of?
One thing is that ChatGPT's knowledge is limited to the data it was trained on. So if you're asking it about a very recent event or a very specialized topic, it might not have all the answers.
It's not like it has access to every single piece of information.
Exactly. And while ChatGPT is constantly being updated, with new information, there can be gaps in its knowledge. So it's always a good idea to double check its output and do your own research, especially if you're dealing with critical business decisions.
Okay. That makes sense. What other limitations should we be aware of?
Well, ChatGPT can sometimes struggle with understanding complex or ambiguous language. If your prompt is too vague or uses a lot of technical jargon, ChatGPT might not be able to interpret it correctly.
It's about being clear and concise in our communication, using language that ChatGPT can easily understand.
Exactly. And it's also important to remember that ChatGPT is not a human. It doesn't have emotions or personal experiences to draw on, so its responses can sometimes feel a bit robotic or impersonal.
Oh, I think it's not a replacement for genuine human connection. It's a tool to enhance our communication, not replace it entirely.
Precisely. And while ChatGPT can be incredibly creative, it's important to remember that it's still an AI. Its creativity is based on patterns and algorithms, not on genuine inspiration or insight.
So, we shouldn't expect it to come up with the next groundbreaking marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Or write a novel that will win a Pulitzer Prize.
Exactly. But it can certainly help us generate ideas, explore different possibilities, and push our own creative boundaries.
Okay. I'm starting to feel like I have a much more realistic understanding of ChatGPT's strengths and weaknesses. It's a powerful tool, but it's important to use it wisely and not expect it to do everything for us.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between human intelligence and artificial intelligence, leveraging AI to enhance our own abilities and overcome our limitations.
It's a partnership, not a replacement. We're still the ones calling the shots.
Exactly. And the more we understand ChatGPT, the better we can leverage its power to achieve our business goals.
This has been an incredibly enlightening conversation. I'm feeling much more confident and excited about exploring the world of ChatGPT. But before we wrap up, I have one more question.
Let's go away.
We've talked a lot about the practical applications of ChatGPT, but what about the bigger picture? How do you see AI like ChatGPT changing the landscape for small businesses in the years to come?
That's a fascinating question, and one that's on the minds of many business leaders. I believe AI has the potential to be a true game changer for small businesses, leveling the playing field and giving them access to tools and capabilities that were once only available to large corporations.
So, it's about democratizing access to technology and empowering small businesses to compete on a global scale.
Exactly. Imagine a world where any small business owner, regardless of their technical expertise or budget, can leverage AI to automate tasks, analyze data, personalize marketing messages, and provide world-class customer service. That's the future I see, and it's a future I'm incredibly excited about.
Me too. But with all this talk about AI and automation, I have to admit, there's a part of me that's a bit worried about the future of human jobs.
That's a valid concern, and it's one we need to address thoughtfully and proactively. I don't believe AI is going to replace human jobs entirely, but I do believe it will change the nature of work, requiring us to adapt, learn new skills, and embrace a more collaborative relationship with technology.
So, it's about finding that balance between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence, leveraging AI to augment our abilities and free us up to focus on tasks that require our unique human skills.
Precisely. I believe the future of work will be about collaboration, not competition, between humans and AI. And those who embrace this shift will be the ones who thrive in the years to come.
Well, that's a hopeful and inspiring message. Thank you for sharing your insights and expertise with us. This has been an incredibly eye-opening deep dive into the world of ChatGPT.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, the journey of AI discovery is just beginning. There's a whole world of possibilities out there waiting to be explored.
So what are you waiting for? Jump in and start exploring the amazing world of ChatGPT. You might just be surprised at what you can achieve.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.